On the show today, we have Kubera Consulting's very own Victor Coro talking about how to be inclusive even in times of crisis. He gives us a step-by-step process in that area, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Kubera Consulting's very own Victor Coro. Victor, how are you, sir, considering what's going on out there in the world?
I'm doing well. We're doing homeschooling. We have like four different corporations going on at home, one in each corner. And, you know, we just roll with the punches.
That's right. That's right.
What do we do?
You got it. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. All right. So we are in the middle of this crisis, whether you like it or not. But we still have to be inclusive, right? So, and we talked about this at GAC just a month ago with 5,000 folks out there. And then obviously, and you guys are continuing to talk about this. So kind of the big thing right now is being inclusive during times of crisis. And that's kind of what you wanted to talk about today, right? So give us a quick overview on what the discussion is going to hold for us right now.
Right, really, as we, all deal with this unprecedented crisis that came, you know, basically out of nowhere. Yeah. It wasn't something that we were expecting at all. A lot of information has come out, and a lot of folks, you know, basically think about the most important things personally. But this is time that we also need to remember folks that were underserved, marginalized in the first place, especially people who don't speak English as their mm-hmm. first language, or yep. With certain fluency to understand everything that's going on. Another thing might be to think about those folks who don't have access to the internet or to a smartphone. As we can see, you know, we're shifting because of the social distancing.
Yeah, everything's digital. Everything's right here now. Yeah.
To the phone, to digitally, but then not everyone has a phone, and not everyone is fluent in English. So those are important things to be very, very mindful of marginalized populations. Mm-hmm. If you don't mind, I will share about, 11 populations that we need to think about. People with obviously limited English proficiency, people with limited mobility, people without valid ID, individual with felony convictions, mm-hmm. People deemed mentally incompetent, undocumented immigrants, low-income individuals, people experiencing homelessness, indigenous communities, people with disabilities, and racial minorities. These are all folks that have been marginalized in somehow, and now that we're in crisis mode, they may even fade more into the background. So, in order to keep this practicing diversity, equity, and inclusion, we really need to be inclusive at this moment and really be...
Oh, yeah.
Proactive in thinking about those populations.
Yeah, extra vigilant would be and diligent about what you're doing here. And you say there's some easy things to do to get out to these folks. So can you give us a couple of examples of what credit unions can do to reach out?
So really, it's focus on the messaging that we put out. And, there are four things that are very, very essential or basic. First of all, use sources of official and reputable information. There are, and again, Kubera, we focus on the Latino Hispanic market, mm-hmm. and there are a number of government sites in Spanish already, or even not-for-profit organizations that are serving the community, but they have those resources already in Spanish. Just imagine trying to navigate this crisis in a foreign language.
No doubt.
It would be pretty hard, right? Second, it would be to repeat that notion to the consumer that your money is actually safe in a credit union because we have insurance, because, it's a safe place. We were designed to safeguard your resources, your deposits. So you must trust your credit union this time.
Mm-hmm.
Third, talk specifically as to how you are helping the consumer, with their loans, with their mortgage, with, different ways that you are facilitating their financial well-being. Obviously, every credit union has had a new plan or they're changing their services and products, so this serves their members or constituents in this new reality. If you could have simple information in a language, let's say Spanish or any other language that's represented within your field of membership, yeah, it might be important to have that simple messaging there. And second, and fourth, I'm sorry, is to direct your members to your digital channels. Obviously, we have limitations as to how many people can be in a space or even not go to the branches at all.
Mm-hmm.
Notices in Spanish or in any in on your websites that really say clearly what's going on with accessing your money, accessing your credit union. Mm-hmm. And usually, this can be done with simple language. Direct people to the digital channels, but also think that there are some folks that cannot access you because they don't have internet or mobile, smartphones. That's mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are the four things that we really tell credit unions to mind mm-hmm. When it comes to communication.
Because, I was just reading this morning, kind of dovetailing off what you say, because if you don't reach out to these folks, they're going to get sucked into the whole payday lending thing. They're going to get, they're subject to crime, all that type of stuff. So I think you're spot on here. It's like, let's be extra vigilant about reaching out to these folks and making sure, hey, your money, like you said, your money is safe here. Let's help you communicate through digital channels, that type of stuff. So I just think this is a spot on topic right here. So important.
And if I can offer one recommendation, is to actually internally have a task force. Just survey your staff. And if you have staff that can speak a different language mm-hmm. that is representative of your membership, let's say Spanish in this case, they can actually, your staff can draft and deliver timely and clear messaging. Because this is what the consumer is in need of.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do that internally, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. And think about after this subsides, what a value, what a resource your crediting will become for these folks out there. Oh my gosh, and then that's just set you up for success on the back end of this thing. So
right. It would really help with the trust that a financial institution will have. But in the end, you want every consumer and every member to really be well informed, and no matter what language they speak or what ability they have to get to you, that customer experience or that member experience should be pretty good, especially now in times of crisis.
Yeah, and you sent me a number of materials that you guys are putting together at Coopera to help credit unions with this very stuff. Can you describe some of those materials that you sent to me, and then we can show them on the screen so people can check it out?
Sure. And what we did, especially when last week, is we kept thinking, how can we help credit unions? How would I like to be helped if I am a person who doesn't speak the language?
Right.
So we actually put together a list of different resources in Spanish for the credits they can use, or even things that the credits can put on their branches just to inform the new hours. In how their service delivery is changing. So things that could be actually branded, and it's free to any credit union that needs it.
Ooh,
so
very nice.
You can contact us at Coopera, and then we obviously share that. It's on LinkedIn already and a number of different platforms. And again, whatever we can do to help credit unions just deliver that message and help consumers. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, everybody needs a little bit of help, especially right now. So
right.
The more we can do, the better for sure. And again, it just helps you out when this whole thing subsides. That just puts you, a credit union in this case, puts you in a position to be that resource for these folks. So I think it's there's so much upside here. It's just
right. It's a
really good thing for sure. Indeed. And you're helping folks out to boot. So that's the end all be all right there for sure.
Yeah. If learn anything is that, the credit union system is strong, and then as much as we collaborate, the better it is. And again, if that, people helping people always comes up in all of our conversation, and we're living it day in and day out now.
It does. It does. And right here, this is the time for it, for sure. Right. All right, Victor, anything else to add here? I mean, such a great topic, such an important topic for both members and credit unions. It's a two-way street for sure here.
Yeah, just, you know, take a pause during the day and then just think about all of your different members and all of their backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And then think about, you know, what is that, you know, new immigrant that came from Central America and is your member, but they don't necessarily speak English well. You know, how can we help them with information so they know what to do and how your credit union can help in their financial well-being?
Yep, it's as simple as that. All right, Victor. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work because we all have full plates these days for sure. And keep up the good work there at Cupera Consulting, all right?
Yes, take care, my friend.
You are welcome.